Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Ward scores. Skowron moves to third. Hansen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball towards right. Robinson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Robinson. Hinton moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvis out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Floyd Weaver now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez catches it and throws to first to double up Robinson. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Hansen scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Hinton scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wilhelm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Romano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Romano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Berry steals second. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilhelm bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Don Buford. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is walked intentionally. Al Weiss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Jack Spring now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to home to get Berry. Weiss moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield is called out on strikes. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Jack Spring. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.